AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Sergeant Thomas Sullivan from Hamden, Massachusetts, was one of the four Marines killed yesterday in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Jeff Fansworth is the police chief of Sullivan's hometown.
With the war on terror the way it is, every community across the country has somebody serving somewhere. So just because it's far away doesn't mean it doesn't hit home.
Investigators are trying to determine if this was an act of domestic terror. House Homeland Security Committee Chair Mike McCall says this is what the new threat of terrorism looks like. Investigators have found no evidence that Mohammed Abdulaziz was directly influenced by the Islamic State group, which had been encouraging extremists to carry out attacks in the United States. Life in prison is the sentence in Detroit for Michelle Blair. Two of her children were killed and the bodies were stored in a freezer. Blair spent several minutes in court criticizing
primarily they call
the fathers of the children.
As horrendous as everybody think I am, that's fine, but I'm the only one that's not lying about anything.
The judge told Blair she imposed the death penalty on her children, and Blair replied, "I did." She insisted she would take the death penalty if Michigan had it. There's an armed man on the loose in northern Maine. Four people were shot in three communities overnight. The AP's David Sharp reports the man police are looking for is convicted sex offender Anthony Lord.
The search for this gunman is focused in the town of Lee, and I'm told that the entire town has been shut off by a roadblock. In fact, I'm told that reporters can't even make it to the command post in the town of Lee.
There's no word on the conditions of the four people shot. President Obama met with Saudi Arabia's skeptical foreign minister today, trying to reassure him about the nuclear deal with Iran. The Dow is down about 70 points. This is AP Radio News. Apartment construction is driving an increase in home construction.
Builders aren't building as many single-family houses, but they are putting up more apartment houses than at almost any time in the past 28 years. What's going on? Well, for one thing, more and more jobs are being created, and developers think that will translate into more demand for homes. But some Americans are still struggling financially, and builders are betting that they will choose to rent. The share of Americans owning homes has fallen so far this year to the lowest level since 1989. Rita Foley, Washington.
Higher gas prices last month pushed inflation to the highest level so far this year. Economists think this will likely mean the Federal Reserve will soon raise a key interest rate. Also higher last month was the price of eggs because of an outbreak of avian flu. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Primarily the